Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, my final guest this morning is our resident economist, Mark Coleman. Mark, you've been busy this week reviewing Census 2022 for us from an economic perspective. So what stood out to you?
I have indeed, Carl. Thank you very much. Everybody knows, because it's been reported, that the population has hit 5.1 million. The second interesting feature, though, is not so good. The National Planning Framework had hoped that population, the trended tendency for population growth to be concentrated around Dublin, would be reversed. And that hasn't happened. In fact, the opposite is happening. There was some reversal between 2011 and the 2016 census, but in fact, it's now gone back up. The population of Dublin is now a larger share in 2022 than it was in 2016, which kind of means we'll probably have to tweak the national planning framework again. The country's getting older. We know that. From an average age of about 36 in 2011, it's now heading for 39. That doesn't sound like a big jump, but that's an average. So that means a lot of cohorts are moving from their late 20s, early 30s into their mid to late 30s. And they're not going to be happy, you know, sleeping on mother's couch anymore. They're not going to be happy renting. So it shows us that even more people, not just the population is growing, but the share of people in the population who really, really want accommodation is rising. With a more lonely population, sadly, the number of people living alone is up 6.5%. That's 426,000 people in that category. And the number of people over 75, Carl, is rapidly rising. It's up 22.7%. on 2016. So there's over 100,000 people over 75 living alone, which obviously has implications for social care. And then the final two stats that interest me is the annual component of population change. It was balanced between net migration and natural population growth the last couple of years. In fact, net migration was slightly negative. But this time it's very much net migration dominating and natural population down. An interesting political figure is that the number of people per Dáil TD has gone from just under 30,000 to I think over 32,000. Why does that matter? Well, if anybody has read their Bunrock na hÉireann very carefully, they'll know that the Constitution requires us to have no more than 30,000 people per TD, which means in the autumn the government are going to have to create up to 20 new TDs. Why does that matter? Well, the populist narrative might be, you know, oh, we don't want to pay more politicians. That's not an issue I'd be concerned about because, the, you know, the incremental cost is not that much. The problem is they're more likely to be independents and possibly far left and far right parties emerging over public concern recently in polls shown in the last couple of days. And that is going to make the country harder to govern because it means a more fragmented Dáil. And it took 4 months to put the last government together. I think we could be looking at 6 to 9 months after the next general election before a government is agreed.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was our resident economist, Mark Coleman. And Mark will be back with us again next Saturday morning.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.